I love competition. You know, the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat, that's what I find to be exciting in life. But there's one area in my life that I don't like to compete, and that's for women. If I go to a party and there's a beautiful woman sitting in the corner and all the men at the party are elbowing each other to talk to her, I totally ignore her. In fact, the ideal situation for me would be to walk into a room full of 100 women and be the only man there. I like those odds. Most single people are not very intelligent. When they go out looking for a romantic partner, most single men go to places where there are lots of men to compete against and very few women to choose from. And most single women are equally foolish. They go to places where there are lots of single women to compete against, very few single men to choose from. What I would recommend that you do is the direct opposite of what most people do. Eliminate the competition. Now, I don't mean that you have to go out and buy yourself an Uzi submachine gun, but here's a suggestion which will work just as effectively. If you're a single man, ask yourself this question. What do single men in my city hate to do that women love to do? Now, whatever that is, that's where you would go to meet single women. Or, the flip side of the advice, if you're a single woman, ask yourself this question. What do single women in my city hate to do that men love to do? Whatever it is, that's what you should do in order to meet men. Let's be a little bit more specific. If you're a single man, where can you go where you're guaranteed a tremendous number of women to choose from, very few men to compete against? And the answer is take an aerobics class. You know, I once took my own advice and signed up for an aerobics class, not to get healthy, but specifically to meet women. And I counted heads, and there were exactly 20 women in the room and only two of us men. So the odds were 10 to 1 in my favor. There's only one problem. Halfway through the class, every muscle in my body cramped up simultaneously. And that's when I found out why single men hate to go to aerobics classes. That's because the male body is not made to do aerobics. So if you want to meet women, take an aerobics class, but be prepared to be humiliated, because that's automatically what's going to happen. Another favorite activity of many women that most men do not enjoy is shopping. You go down to your shopping malls, preferably evenings and weekends, which are the best times to meet single women who work during the day. And the best place at a shopping mall to meet women would be at the perfume counter. You wait for an attractive woman to step up to the counter. You turn to her and turn to her with a bottle of perfume and ask her, "Do you think my sister would like this?" Or, "Do you think my mother would like this perfume?" Now, another opening line that's not as effective is, "Do you think my girlfriend would like this?" That one doesn't work quite as well. In general, you just want to ask yourself, what do women like to do? Whatever it is, do it. Now, you may have to go to a few Tupperware parties. The point is to do the things that men hate to do that women love to do. Now, the flip side of the coin is, where can women go? The number one place that you can go that you're guaranteed there will be wall-to-wall men and absolutely no women to compete against is to go down to your local basketball gym on adult men's night. Now, there are basketball gyms all over the United States. Just about every junior high school, every junior college, every senior college has a basketball gym. Many of the cities have recreation apartments that have basketball gyms that are open to the public. YMCAs have basketball gyms. Find out when these basketball gyms are open for adult men. Usually there's a night or two each week that's reserved for adult men. That's the time you want to go down. Now, sometimes women look at me with a funny look on their face, and they say, "Rich, let's get serious. I'm 5'2", I have long fingernails, how am I going to play basketball?" And the answer is, you're not there to play basketball. You're there to meet men. But what do I do if these guys come up to me and ask me, "What am I doing here?" And the answer is, you can tell the truth, or you can lie. And I'm totally amoral, so it doesn't make any difference to me which one you do. I think that whatever you do to get love is good. So if you have the courage to be honest, since honesty is the best policy, if they ask you, "What are you doing here, lady?" you answer truthfully, "I'm here looking for love." If you don't have the courage to be honest, then lie. You can say, "I'm here to pay my cousin Charlie the $20 that I owe him." Nobody can prove that you're lying. They don't know whether or not there's a guy named Charlie who happens to be your cousin who's planning to come to play basketball that night. The point is to do the things that men like to do. And generally speaking, the number one difference between men and women in terms of leisure time activities is that men like sports and most women don't. Now, of course, there are many exceptions to this. There are men who hate sports. There are women who love sports. But in general, if you go to anything having to do with sports, there's almost invariably going to be a surplus of single men. Now, you can either be a participant in sports or you can be a spectator. Either one works. If you want to be a participant in sports, a good one to try would be volleyball. Now, I started a singles volleyball club many years ago. We used to meet at the local high school gym. We used to have lots of fun. It only cost $1 to get in. But there was one problem. We couldn't get any women to come down. They were, I don't know if they were kidding me or not, but they kept on saying they didn't want to break their nails. So eventually, we had to disband the singles volleyball club because they were starting rumors about us that we were a gay volleyball club. Another good sport to participate in would be softball. Call your local city recreation department and find out if they have a co-ed softball league. Again, women will come back and say, "Rich, I don't know how to play softball." Who cares? They'll put you way out in right field. You can sit out there for 3 hours and probably nobody will even hit the ball out to you. The point is, anything that is athletic, anything that involves sports, is good for meeting men. Co-ed soccer leagues are the same idea. Now, if you don't want to play sports, the alternative is to watch sports. And almost all of the sports are good to watch. We mentioned at another tape that a good place to meet single men would be at a sports bar. These are singles bars, or I should just say regular bars, that feature a large television screen where you can watch sporting events. And there's sports on all day and all night in these sports bars, which are great for meeting single men. There's one woman I heard about who goes to a different bar every Monday night during the football season. And all the guys are there watching Monday night football. Now, this woman doesn't understand football. She couldn't explain to you the difference between a touchdown and a home run. She's there balancing her checkbook. The men walk up to her at halftime because they get tired of the Miller Lite commercials, and they ask her, "What are you doing here, lady?" And she shows them her checkbook. She says, "I'm balancing my checkbook." And they fall for it because she goes to a different bar every Monday night. With this one method, she meets more single men than the vast majority of single women out there. And she doesn't even like football. So again, to repeat, anything having to do with sports is usually a good place to meet single men. Now, in general, you can use your own judgment. Look around in your community. Pay attention to single men or single women, whichever it is that you're trying to meet. Generally speaking, most single men like to do activities that other single men like to do. Most single women like to do activities that other single women like to do, and that's why nobody ever meets anybody of the opposite sex. The idea is to do what the opposite sex likes to do. The idea is not to have a good time right now looking for love. The idea is to find somebody special that you can have a good time with for the rest of your life. Another suggestion for meeting people would be to take classes. All of your local community colleges and often other organizations sponsor non-credit classes. These are classes that people take for the fun of it rather than to get a particular degree. They're sometimes called community service or community education classes at your college. Sometimes they're called adult education or continuing education classes. If I were you, instead of just signing up for the classes that I like, I'd call up your local college or whoever's sponsoring the class and ask them point blank, which one of your classes has the most men signed up? Or which one of your classes has the most women signed up? The purpose of taking these classes is not to learn something. The purpose is to find a loving relationship. Again, this sounds a little bit extreme to some people, but they did a national study of why people take non-credit classes. And the number one reason that was given was to meet new friends. So take a class that the opposite sex likes to take. You may have to take a class in contact karate or floral design or steam fitting, or designing clothes. Take a class that is preferred by the opposite sex, and by doing so, you're eliminating the competition. Another alternative that I highly recommend to eliminate the competition is to place a personal ad. Did you know that every year in the United States, 10,000 Americans get married through personal ads? Personal ads are now one of the most common, most socially acceptable ways to meet a loving partner. The beauty of personal ads is it gives you the opportunity to choose from a very large number of people who read your ad to choose that one special person, that needle in the haystack that has all the qualities you're looking for in a lasting, loving relationship. Just for the sake of argument, suppose you're looking for one person in 1,000. Let's assume that only 1 out of every 1,000 people have all the qualities that you're looking for, and conversely, you have all the qualities that they're looking for. Now, how many of you are going to have the opportunity to meet 1,000 different single people in order to choose that one special person? How many bars and parties and dances and picnics and dating services would you have to go to meet 1,000 single people to meet that one special person? Well, if you place a personal ad, there's a good chance that hundreds or thousands of people are going to read that ad. Now, there's no guarantee that the ideal person is going to respond once they read your ad, but at least you have that opportunity to reach out to a large group of people. It is really the most efficient, most cost-effective way to play the numbers game, to reach out and choose from a large pool of potential prospects. The best method is to place an ad. Now, some people prefer to respond to ads rather than placing ads, and that's fine as long as you realize that the competition is going to be fierce if you respond to ads. Let's look at it logically. If you find somebody attractive, chances are other people reading the same ad are going to also find that person attractive. Let's assume that there are 10 of you answering the same person's ad. That means that person has 10 of you to choose from. The odds are going to be 10-1 that you're not going to be chosen. Conversely, if you place the personal ad, now you're in the driver's seat. Let's assume that 10 people respond to your ad. That means there are 10 of them fighting for the privilege of going out with one of you. So obviously, the intelligent way to do things is to place an ad rather than to respond to ads. One of the big concerns that comes up when I suggest this in my classes is from women, and that is the safety concern. Is it safe to date people through personal ads? And the answer is yes, if the guy doesn't have your home address. Usually, most publications will not allow you to put in your home address even if you wanted to. You can put in a post office box, or they usually assign you a code number so that the letters are sent to the publication and then they're forwarded to you by the publication, which is the only one that has your home address. Now, if the man does not have your home address, you should be safe in responding to personal ads or placing personal ads. The first meeting, by the way, with somebody through the personals should be exactly that. It should be a meeting rather than a date. So you don't schedule dinner and dancing for the first meeting. Instead, you get together for a cup of coffee, an ice cream cone, a glass of wine. You arrive in separate cars. You meet in a public place, preferably in the middle of the day, preferably in front of hundreds of witnesses. Now, if you do that, you will be 100% safe. If you like the guy, you can always give him your home address and have him pick you up at your home for your first date. But that first meeting should be a very light meeting, half hour, 45 minutes, hour maximum. You don't know if you're going to like them. They don't know if they're going to like you. So make that first meeting a casual meeting. How do you write a personal ad? Well, the answer is basically there are two parts to a personal ad. The first part is who you are, and the second part is what kind of person do you want to meet. And most personal ads like to put in the word seeks between those two halves. So usually what people do is they write down all of their wonderful qualities. Then they write down the word seeks. Then they write down all the qualities that they're looking for in the opposite sex. Now, if you follow those simple steps, it should not be difficult to place the personal ad. Of course, where should you put your ad? And the answer is, ideally, put it into a magazine or publication that is widely read by single people looking for a romantic partner. In most of the large cities in the United States, there are 1, 2, maybe 3 magazines that are well known in the singles community as having lots of singles personal ads. Find out which ones of these publications are the best for placing your ad. Ideally, of course, you choose a personal ad publication which is in your own city or town. If you can't find one because your town is too small, then you may have to advertise in the closest big city to your home, understanding, of course, that you may wind up being a geographical undesirable. Most people want to date somebody relatively close to their homes, so if you live out in the middle of nowhere and you're far away from any major metropolitan center, if you advertise in the publication which is published in a large city, there's a good chance that a lot of the people are not going to want to go out with you. That's one of the disadvantages of living in a small town or a rural community. Of course, there are many advantages to compensate. But find yourself a publication, preferably that concentrates on personal ads for singles, and choose one that is relatively close to your hometown. How honest should you be in your personal ad? And the answer is, you should be 100% honest, but don't shoot yourself in the foot. In other words, in your personal ad, you write down all of your wonderful qualities, but you don't volunteer any of your negative qualities. You know, most of these publications charge anywhere from 50, 60 cents, maybe even a dollar a word. Well, nobody pays 50 cents a word to advertise their negative qualities. It's acceptable to write down all your good points, and if the person wants to find out your bad points, they have to actually meet you. That's socially acceptable. On the other hand, though, you don't want to lie. You don't want to put down things that are untrue about yourself, because you'll get more responses by doing that, but they won't be appropriate responses. They'll be people who are looking for the person that you describe in the ad rather than yourself. So it pays to be honest, but you want to be honest only to the extent of putting down your good points and omitting your bad points. The other big question about writing a personal ad is, how specific should I be in what I ask for in the opposite sex? A lot of people make the mistake when they write a personal ad of being too vague. You know, they put down things like, I want somebody who's honest. Well, that's great, but, you know, nobody ever advertises for a liar. You're not really saying anything specific there. You want to be much more specific. If there's an age range of people that you're looking for, put down that age range. If there's a particular income level that you're looking for, put that down, or at least you can use phrases such as financially secure or financially comfortable or good job or professional person. Of course, you run into problems when you put the word professional into your ad, because anybody who gets paid for whatever they do is a professional. So if somebody gets paid for washing dishes, he's a professional dishwasher. So sometimes you might want to be a little bit more specific as to the educational level you want, or the income level that you want, or any other personality characteristics that you're looking for. If you're looking for a person who's tall, don't put down tall. Put down 5'11" or taller. Or if you're looking for somebody who's petite, put that down, petite. The more specific you are in your ad, the disadvantage, of course, is the fewer responses you'll get. The less specific you are, the more vague, the more general you are, the more responses you're going to get. Unfortunately, these are going to be quantitative but not qualitative responses. I always tell people when I teach classes on writing personal ads, the ideal would be, instead of getting 100 people responding to your ad, it would be preferable to have only one person respond to your ad, but to have that person be the right person. Have that person have all the qualities that you're looking for in a loving partner, and vice versa. You have all the qualities they're looking for in a romantic partner. So the idea, again, is quality rather than quantity. I'm assuming that you want more than just a succession of casual one-night stands. I'm assuming that you want to meet somebody special that you might be able to build a happy life with. If that's what you're looking for, advertise in the personals. Be very specific about exactly what you want. And if you do that, you're not going to get very many responses. In fact, on occasion, you may not get any responses at all. Don't be discouraged. Better to get no responses than to get a lot of inappropriate responses and then waste your time going out and meeting all of these various people who are missing one or more qualities on your list. Let's summarize what we've covered on this tape. We've learned that one of the secrets to finding the right person for a lasting relationship is to eliminate the competition. You can do that by placing a personal ad, or another method is to do the kinds of things that the opposite sex likes to do. Experiment in your own community. Start paying attention to where all the single men hang out or where all the single women hang out. Ask your friends or relatives or co-workers of the opposite sex, where do they go in their spare time? Where do they go to unwind and have a good time? Where do they go where there are lots of people of the opposite sex and very few people of your own sex to compete against? Go to those places, and best of luck to you.